Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. And I have a question. You know, I called the unemployment inquiry on the November the 13th, and when I had filed for the unemployment claim. And well, they they sent me the letter requires some of the documents needed for to evaluate the case. And when I got the letters, you know, it was kind of already late, and I did not get the signatures of the evidence I needed within the time frame, because I think it gave me like 7 working days because of the holidays out there, and some other issues. I wasn't able to get it, so I just don't know, you know, if my claim is still, you know, valid, or do I need to go ahead and file a new one, get it started all over again?
Okay. Have you been doing your weekly certifications?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's what closes your claim, not the paperwork. Okay. What would close your claim would be you not doing the weekly certifications.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, if I failed to, you know, send the paperwork back on time, it just automatically closes my case.
That won't close your case, ma'am. What closes your case is you not doing the weekly certifications. So let me look and see if your claim is open or not. May I have your social security number, ma'am?
Okay, it's 421-415677.
Okay, what's your first and your last name?
First name is Zhong Lei, Z-H. O-N-G-L-E-I. Last name is Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N.
Your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, ma'am?
As 421-415-6. Oh, I'm sorry. My birth date is 4-16-1965. And I'm sorry, I don't have my driver's license number with me right now.
Okay. What's your mother's maiden last name?
It's S-H-I. She.
Okay. Let me see if your claim is open or not. Okay. So because you didn't do your weekly certification, I think your claim was determined to be ineligible. So it closed. Okay.
Oh, okay,
so yeah, you need to make sure you do your weekly certifications, ma'am. If not, your claim automatically closes.
Oh, okay, so no matter, you know.
Yeah, no matter what happens, you have to do your weekly certification, because if it doesn't, it assumes you don't need it, so it closes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, okay.
So let me see if I can help you reopen this.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Did you ever, did you ever use a different name other than Sexton or Zongli? Okay. So you never used a different name. Okay. And your date of birth, you said it was 4-16-65, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty with English?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I just got an injury. You know, I'm still recovering. I don't think I'm a long-term disabled, but temporarily I am right now.
Okay. So that you might need to get some information, like medical thing information to show up.
Yeah, okay. That's why, you know, last time when they sent me the letter, one of the letter was, you know, required the doctors to fill it out,
right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you serve in the military more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the highest grade you completed in school?
The college.
Okay. And may I have your driver's license number one more time, please?
Do you mind?
Can you get it if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can get it. It just probably takes a couple of minutes because I'm not aware of my, the purse is at. I can go to get it really quick for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. I just go to grab my purse and get it.
Okay. Be careful.
Okay. I'm sorry about the holding.
No problem.
I'm almost there. Okay, just 1 minute. Yeah, let me get my purse out so I can get it.
If you are approved for benefits, ma'am, you can choose to receive your payments either with a benefit card or direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, I would also need your bank account information, your routing and your account number.
Okay. Can I give you my driver's license number first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 624-1394.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Is that Alabama?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll give you my bank account and routing number.
Okay. Is that checking or savings, ma'am?
Is it checking?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 062
Okay.
And my checking account number is 026-218-3028.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat the account number for me one time so I can check and make sure it's correct for you?
Okay, ma'am. Is it 026
Okay, thank you. And your mailing address?
It's a P.O. Box 1896. It's in Brewton, B-R-E-W-T-O-N, Alabama. 36427.
Okay. You said Bruton. B R
R E W T O N.
Okay. So, ma'am, when you have a P.O. box, we also need a physical numerical address. Do you have one?
Yes, ma'am. It's a 208 housing. It's H-A-L-S-E-Y Street Apartment 4. And it's also in Burton, Alabama. The zip code is a 36426.
Okay. And your phone number?
It's 251-363-4292.
Okay, thank you. So I have your P.O. box, ma'am, as being 1896 Bruton, Alabama, 36427. And your address is 208 Halsley Street, apartment number 4, Bruton, Alabama, 36426. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay?
Which
of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1001 East 21st Street, 110 Tessone Boulevard, 1484 Mahaffey Road, 233 Glen Cross Drive, or none of the above?
That's a 110 Tessone mm-hmm. Boulevard.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? Acorn Financial, Allerment Partnership, CSX Transportation, My Home Shopping, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you lived in before? Montgomery, Prattville, Selma, Opelika, or none of the above?
Montgomery.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Montgomery. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you join the military in active duty in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
When was your last day of work?
I think it's November the 11th.
Okay. So I'll give you information on how you can backdate your claim, okay? Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Physically, yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work on commission or have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you available to work full-time right now in all the different shifts?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, and that's because you're still on rehab or on the medical care?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still doing the physical therapy.
Okay. Okay. And what was your last job description?
I work as a housekeeper for a couple here in town.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. So that was residential house cleaning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was the name of the place you were working for?
The lady I'm working for is Naomi Kelly.
Okay. Okay, so the phone number?
Her phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 251 867 4762.
Okay. And what city and state is that located in?
It's in Brewton, Alabama.
Brewton, Alabama. I forget how you spell that. How do you spell that?
Okay. B-R-E-W-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, normally, ma'am, private individuals don't pay unemployment for their employees. Okay, unemployment taxes. So
okay,
if you get denied.
I got my paycheck from, you know, her family's a bank. Yeah, because her husband owns the bank here in town. So the bank handles all our paychecks and everything.
Okay, so then what you want to do is you don't want to put it under Naomi Kelly. Okay, you want to put it on the name of the bank that's paying you.
Okay, the Bank of Brewton.
Right, yeah. So that's what we want to do. Okay, so let me look for it again and let's see if we can redo that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and let's see here. What is the bank name?
It's called a Bank of Brewton.
B-R-E-W-T-O-N, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to try putting it under that, and that might be more helpful to you. Okay.
Thank you.
And do you have, I need the phone number of the bank. Okay, and you said that's probably located in Brewton, correct, Alabama?
Yeah, it's in Brewton.
Okay.
Okay, the phone number is 251 867. Let me see. 5431.
Okay. And when was your last day of work?
What's my last day for work?
Yeah, when was the last day you worked there?
Okay, the last day when I was worked there, you know, was on the August 11th. That was the day I got injured, you know, at work.
Right.
But they pay me. Yeah, but they pay me all the way to November the 11th.
Okay, so then you want to put November 11th as the last day.
Yes, ma'am. I did not quit, you know.
Right. Right. But yeah, you need to put November 11th as your last day because.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You don't want to report double payment, okay?
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah.
So when was your first day of work with them?
I worked for her, you know, 4 years before I have to, you know, leave her job because
of COVID.
So when
was that? 2018?
Yeah, when did that? No, you know. But I take like a year off because of COVID. So I don't know. You want me to give you the second time I restarted my job?
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am. The second.
Okay. I started my job, you know, just in, I think April, I forgot the exact date, April the 15th or the 16th.
Okay. 2020. 2022.
Of this year. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. So are you currently receiving any vacation, sick holiday pay, or pension?
Nothing. No.
Okay. And the reason you're not working is you were temporarily out on leave, right?
Yes.
Due to an injury.
Yeah, because the doctor gave me the notes that says, you know, I can only perform the light duties, but there's a lot of restrictions, and she did not want to, you know, apply, you know.
Okay.
Kind of
you said that was November 15, 2022?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what was, what it was the name of the, do you have a name, or is just somebody in HR at the hotel, at the bank that you work with, or that you notified?
Well, the bank owner is the
So you let Mr.
The
Bruton
person
know?
I work for. Yeah.
Okay, so you let Mr.
And
Bruton
Jerry
know.
And the Naomi Kelly.
Okay, Naomi. That's Naomi Kelly. Okay. Excuse me. And your last day of work was, oh, your last day of leave. Okay, so your leave, you said, started in September or something like that. What did you say your leave started?
I started in April.
April.
Yes, ma'am.
April 1st, April what?
I think April, the mid of April, either 15 or 16, one of those days.
Okay. And when did you get hurt? When did you first get hurt? You said sometime in September.
Yeah, in August.
Oh, August.
On August the 11th, yeah.
Okay, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so then, okay. So they paid you from August to November. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. And that was that. Okay. And your PIN number, ma'am, for this claim is 7765.
7665?
No, it's 77, so 77, and then 65. 2 7s and 1 6. 7765.
Oh, 7765. 7765.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's your PIN number. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application, ma'am, will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNET, V-O-S-N-A-T, and submit your applications online, or you can go to the physical location at Alabama Career Center near you. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for the duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claim, use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must also do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go online, ma'am, at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you may call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification, ma'am, must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. If you're not able to work, ma'am, and this doesn't work for you, you might want to try temporary disability with Social Security, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For your help.
You're
All
welcome,
right.
ma'am.
Have a
God
nice
bless.
Day.
You
yeah,
as well.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Oh, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.